From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he
welcome back to it on a Tuesday. My next guest I met at CPAC and sat down and had a conversation with him. He spent a career as a U.S. Special Agent, U.S. Diplomat. He's been conducting and managing covert operations related to national security, transnational crime, terrorism, money laundering, and the whole lot. If you're a bad guy, you didn't want to see Eric Karen on your doorstep. Eric, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. It's a privilege to be back on your show. Thanks so much for having me.
And you've got a new book. We'll talk about this in a moment. Switched On, the Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. But right now, a couple of things that I want to touch base with you on. 9/11. You know, the kids that I'm listening to now that are 18.
Yeah.
19, 20 years old, that are going to vote for their first time in this upcoming presidential election. You know, they were either infants or not born at the time of 9/11. We forgot 9/11. Do we even teach this in school? I mean, do we show the kids Islamic terrorism, the towers coming down, 3,000 people killed? Do we show kids that? Do we educate our kids?
No, Steve, we don't. You know, if I may just take a short walk down memory lane here. 1971, President Nixon declared war on drugs. You know, public enemy number one, drugs. Here we are 30 years later, 9/11, George Bush declares a war on terror. And, you know, here we are today with, 70,000, give or take, according to the president, deaths in America due to opioid. And, you know, we're asleep. We need to wake up, Steve. Yes, there is a war going on multiple fronts. And this president is the only president in my lifetime who's taking the threat seriously. In 9/11, you know, we spent, millions of dollars on a 9/11 report? And we've put it, in the trash.
Out to pasture. Yeah, I don't know where it went. It went out to pasture. But you're right about the war on drugs and Donald Trump being serious about battling opioids to the best of his ability and passing some executive orders and some legislation to battle opioids. 70,000 deaths, you're right about that. And here we are still fighting. And those on the left would have you believe that somehow it's better not to have physical barriers, whether you call them walls or fences or trenches. I don't care. But it'd be better. I mean, you have Beto O'Rourke running around saying he would tear down the walls that exist. Yeah, try that in San Diego and see what the end result is.
Yeah. Steve, listen, I mean, we're looking at between the deaths due to drugs and the homicide rate due to drugs. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think we can safely say, we're looking at 100,000 body bags in, you know, someplace in a morgue that is all due to the drug war.
Well, more than that, I mean, you look at, first of all, the murder rate in Mexico is something on the order of six times what it is in the United States. They had 60,000 homicides along that corridor, along the United States border. So you're talking about police officers being executed. You're talking about drug mules being killed, families being caught in the crossfire.
There either.
All of those things. You got 60,000 dead there, 70,000 dead across the border from overdoses of a variety. So you're at 130,000, and that's just in those two countries.
Right. It's astonishing to me. And, you know, we have actual educated politicians, supposedly educated, who are saying, open the border. We don't need a fence. We don't need a border.
Right.
Let everybody in.
Yeah.
And, you know,
can't we just all get along and coexist? And the answer is, I'm sorry, no, you can't. You know, I see those coexist stickers on cars, and I feel sorry for the people thinking, are you really that naive? I mean, I'm sorry, but if you took all the weapons away from people in places like the Middle East, they'd beat each other to death with sticks and stones. You know that, and I know that, but they seem to be oblivious to the facts of the world. Go on.
Yes, they are. You know, and you have a front door on your home, and you lock that door. This president realizes that we don't have a door on our house, and he simply wants people to come to our door, knock on the door, and ask permission to come in.
That's pretty simple, and that's what I've talked about here for years on this program. You lock your house at night. Is that because you're a racist and a xenophobe? No, it's because you have common sense. You lock your car when you go into the store. Is that because you're a racist and a xenophobe? No.
Yes.
It's because you don't want a surprise in your back seat. And yet these people would have you believe that locking your front door is somehow akin to being a racist or a xenophobe, or you don't like brown people or some ridiculous notion. So, I mean, just absolutely ridiculous notion.
It is. It is. And, you know, we got to look at MS-13 gangbangers coming to America. You know, let's just call it what it is. They're a terror organization, quite frankly. And, you know, if your child, your husband, your daughter, your mom was killed by an MS-13, you know, member, quite frankly, you would recognize them as a terror group, too.
It's sad, isn't it?
Happens but to live in those towns.
Eric, it's going to take some sort of a horrible tragedy here involving gangs or drugs or something before people actually get slapped across the face with a real eye-opener, with a real wake-up call. It's going to take something just horrible. Real quickly, we got about 30, 40 seconds left here.
Yeah.
Tell the world about your book real quick.
Well, Steve, thanks again for having me. You know, the book is dedicated to all men and women of law enforcement because, you know, again, they risk their lives for you and I. It's called, and they don't get paid enough for their sacrifices. It's called Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, and you can look at it and buy it and go to my website at switchedonlife.com.
All right, there you have it, switchedonlife.com. Eric Caron, retired U.S. Special Agent and U.S. Diplomat. Eric, good having you here. I'm sure we will talk again soon many times.
Thank you, sir. It's always an honor.
There you have it. All right, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. Again, switchedonlife.com, switchedonlife.com. You can find out more. One of the good people we met at CPAC. We meet so many good people out there, and once we get to know them, they get to know us. Man, they want to be here, and that makes sense because we've got a voice here. We've got a voice here that we want to share, and the conversation we want to share because we want to have as many interesting people here for you to consider different points of view as possible. It's 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.